Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 284 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. Now, before we get to today's question from Cornell, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is AWeber.com. AWeber is an amazing solution if you're looking to build an email list and keep a great relationship with your audience, because that's what I do with my email list. It's been the number one way that I've been able to build a really intimate relationship with them, not only through direct emails, and I typically email a few people here and there to ask them how they're doing and things like that to get some insight on how they feel about the brand, which I would recommend to everybody, but I also utilize my autoresponder, which means I could write emails beforehand and send them out sequentially over time after people subscribe, which allows me to keep in contact with them, continue to provide value for them. And then when something timely comes up, like a promotion or some news, they're more likely to open those emails. So check it out. If you want to get started with email marketing, start with AWeber. Go to aweber.com/askpat. That's AWEBER.com/askpat. And you can sign up for a 30-day trial for $1. Just $1. Check it out. Awesome. Now let's get to today's question from Cornell.
Hello, Pat. My name is Cornell Green, and I run the Get Tube Fit podcast and gettubefit.com. It's a site that I put together based on being inspired by what you've done and how you help others, you know, take their ideas and put them to work. So I want to thank you for that. I've been away from my podcast for 3 or 4 months due to multiple health issues and multiple deaths in my family. And it just took me in a really spiral away from, you know, my concentration with the podcast. And I'm looking to get back going with it. And I just wanted to know, if you were in the same situation, how would you explain to your audience where you've been and what's been going on, and to what extent would you take it to? Because it really runs deep, and I was in a really bad place at the time. And now I feel like, based on the traffic that I'm still getting onto the site and the emails that I'm getting for as far as the interviews that I've already done, there's still interest there. So I just kind of wanted to know, how would you handle getting back into the groove if you stepped away for a long period of time, if you feel it's worth doing so? Thank you for the time and all you've done. And I continue to love what you do and how you motivate and inspire. And hopefully you can answer my question. Thank you.
Cornell, thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. And before I go on, I just want to say, based on what you said and the circumstances that you shared, I just want to, from the bottom of my heart, just offer my deepest condolences for everything that had happened, and to your family. I just, my best prayers to you and everybody involved. And I know I speak for everybody else out there listening too. I mean, we're here for you. I'm here for you too. But it sounds like things are on the up and up, and you're coming back into the podcasting world, which is great. And I think it's really encouraging. I think you know this too, because you've experienced it. You still have listeners, even though you've been gone for a while. And I know a lot of people who have done the same thing. They've been away from the podcast for whatever reason, and they come back and they're just like, wow, there are still a lot of downloads here. And that can happen for a number of different reasons. Your show might be ranking in certain categories without you even knowing it. There might be an episode that somebody finds online that then they share, which spreads it for a little bit, across the internet, and you won't even know that either. Or you might be ranking for a lot of keywords related to what you're talking about, which is cool too. So whatever the case may be, it is definitely worth getting back into. And just because you've been gone for a while doesn't mean you cannot get back into it again. Now, on a similar note, I recently have gotten back into doing videos with SPI TV that came out just recently. You can check it out at watchspi.tv. A new episode just went live today, actually, Friday. They come out every Friday. But I had been away from my YouTube channel for over 9 months, Cornell, not posting one single video. And that's to a subscriber base of about 35,000 people at the time I left. And I didn't leave on purpose. I just got really big on the podcasting stuff and just didn't have time. I didn't have a good editorial calendar in place. I didn't have a good team helping me out. But I do now, and I'm able to now produce more videos. Again, shout out to Caleb Wojcik over at DIYVideoGuy.com, who's helping me out and has really helped put the whole plan together for me. Thanks, Caleb. But I'm back, and I was just completely honest with people, and my circumstances were much different, of course, but mine were more so, I just left it behind, and I didn't pay attention to it, and I just felt bad, and so I was just being completely honest and upfront. And I think you should do the same thing. I think if you still have listeners, and if they're gonna, if they appreciate the value that you're providing to them, you definitely have permission. I mean, it's your show, so you could do whatever you want. But I would go and share as much as you feel comfortable sharing to your audience, and just be honest with them. I wouldn't spend perhaps a whole episode on it. I would just spend maybe 5 minutes at the front end of the first episode you come out with to share with everybody who is subscribed, who does come across it, kind of the circumstances, and that you're there, and then you're a real person, and you're honest, and that you just have this thing happen in your life, which I know we can all relate to. I think that would be great if you were comfortable doing that. If not, you can essentially just pick back up and say, hey, guys, I was out for a while, had some personal things going on, but here I am back, and here we go. Either way, it's totally up to you. Whatever you are comfortable with, really, it's Cornell, it's really up to you. Your listeners are going to listen either way, and I mean, they're listening without you there. So I think once you come back, it's just going to be really refreshing for people. And if you were comfortable, and again, you asked me what I would do, I would just share for 5 minutes kind of what happened, and I wouldn't get into too much detail. I would just say that maybe there were some personal things that had going on, just be honest about the podcast and what happened to it. But then also be honest and say, you know what, I'm back, I'm committed, I'm here for you guys, and thank you for sticking with me. And if you're new, just thank you so much. Here we are, and here we go. Here's what you have to look forward to. And that's where I would go. So Cornell, it's totally up to you. But hopefully that gives you some insight, or maybe just the okay to do whatever that you were thinking of doing. Cornell, if you have any further questions or want to verify anything with me or even the rest of the audience out there listening, you can use the hashtag AskPat284 on Twitter, and we can continue this conversation. You can ask more questions if you like. That's what the hashtag's there for. And I really appreciate you asking this question and being personal on this podcast, and I know you'll do whatever it is you feel is right, which will be the right thing to do, because that is what you should be doing, whatever it is you feel is correct. But again, you could get back into it, and that's totally okay. It'll just take some time to pick back up. But like you said, you have listeners already, and I think they'll be happy to hear you back. So thank you. An Ask Pat t-shirt will be headed your way, Cornell, for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank today's sponsor, which is aweber.com, a company I've been using for over 5 years now to help collect email addresses and send broadcast emails and autoresponder emails out to my audience too. What I love about them is this: the customer support is great. It's super easy to use, and I would recommend them to everybody who's just starting out with email marketing. So again, you can go to aweber.com/askpat. You'll actually see a testimonial video from me there, and you'll get a 30-day trial for $1. So again, aweber.com/askpat. Thanks so much. And to end this week, I'd love to end with a quote by Isaac Asimov. And he says, "Self-education is, I firmly believe, the only kind of education there is." Ponder that. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you all in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks so much, and if you have a sec, if you enjoyed this week's set of episodes, head on over to iTunes, look up Ask Pat, and leave a quick review for me on iTunes. I'd really appreciate that. Thanks so much, and I'll see you next week. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.